guys. Welcome to another episode of Double the T Podcast. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the Ombi Twins.
I think before we start, let's address the elephant in the room.
What's up?
Oh, I am... You can't even see me.
Sarah Ann is camouflaged right now.
I am camouflaged into this chair right now. I could not have clashed worse. This is awful. I'm going to take it off. And honestly, this looks
cute.
So bad.
I mean, I have no idea what it looks like on screen. You probably just look like a floating head.
So,
Sarah's our floating head today.
So, it's a cute jacket.
Welcome back to another episode.
Yes.
Welcome. We're pumped you guys are here. Thanks for being here with us today.
Yeah.
We have a advice episode, which this episode really hits for me and Sarah Ann today for some reasons. We're not going to share them, but I think it is a very relatable topic and something that, yeah, I just feel like it's going to be relatable and hopefully helpful to some of you guys. So,
yeah,
but we'll get into that in a little bit. So first, let's talk about our week.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
It's honestly been, it's been good. I feel like the past few weeks have been really busy. I had, y'all know, on my video journey, I finished a wedding, like video. Then I had a dirt video, and then I had a one-year-old's birthday party that I filmed. So, just trying to...
Did you send the weddings to the...
Yeah, I sent the weddings. Yeah, all this, I think, went good.
What did they say?
No, they all love them. It's just, like... It's just interesting, because, like, the dynamics with the couples is just so different. So, it's just... Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm, like... I'm loving every shot that I took, and then sometimes I'm like, eh, I don't love... Like, I wish I would have done, you know, whatever. So,
I mean, you're always going to be 10 times more critical about it than they are. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I watched them coming from somebody that has a background in it. Yeah, there was a couple shots that I was like, oh, it probably would have been better if it was shot, you know, this frame rate or whatever. But for the majority of it, I was just like, Sarah Ann, this is so good for your first stuff. Like,
yeah.
I can't imagine what you're, once you start really diving in, is going to look like.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, obviously, yeah. Because then it's like, yeah, I've watched it 300 times. So that by that point, I'm just like tired of watching it anyway. So then when I get to the end, then I'm like, this is so bad. I want to blow my eyeballs.
But in reality, it's just because you've actually just watched it 80 times.
I'm just tired of watching it.
Yeah, you're tired of watching it.
No, but it's good. I mean, yeah. So this week I've got to just edit the one-year-old's birthday party. And which, please, can I please talk to you about? Okay, that'll be what I tell you about from this week.
Okay, what?
This one-year-old's birthday party. More extravagant than any birthday party meeting you ever had. There was a petting zoo.
Yeah.
A petting zoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
A cow, llamas, bunny rabbits.
You want to know who this birthday party was actually for? Instagram.
Well, I made a video of it. No, really, actually, what this... I think the mom and the dad struggled with infertility.
Yeah, so they're just, like, going balls.
Well, and then they... I think... And I could be wrong, but I think... I mean, I think it was IVF that they did. Or that it did end up actually getting pregnant. I mean, obviously, they have a one-year-old. But I think that... And she even vocalized that she just was so... like, afraid through the whole... Like, they almost felt like they couldn't celebrate the pregnancy because they're so afraid that it would, you know, end poorly. And so, I think that's kind of... She didn't feel like she could do all the things when they were, like, the gender reveal. Like, all the things because there was... Everything was just cloaked and, like, just kind of, like, scared. So, I think that's why this like, birthday party, she kind of did it bigger because she's here. Her name's Camille, actually. Which I was like, aw.
That is my... middle name.
It was Megan's middle name. Yes. I always loved that name. Megan always hated it. But no, but they had a petting zoo. They had a bouncy, like those blow up, big, like bouncy with the balls in it.
Yeah. Like she can't even enjoy it yet.
No, I mean, she didn't get in that. I mean, she wasn't in that. And she, I mean, they would like walk her and then like put her hand on the animals, you know? But no, it was sweet. And it was sweet. They did like the, which I didn't even know this was a thing because, I mean, Aria didn't really do it, but like the smash cake.
Well, Aria's godmother did a, like, photo shoot, and they did a smash cake at the photo shoot for her being one.
Oh.
So, I have pictures of her, like, with the cake,
okay,
but not for the birthday.
I don't even think I've ever seen those pictures, but...
Yes, you have. You just, yeah, you're probably forgetting them.
Oh, okay. Well, so it was cute. So, they did that, and then I got to film, and she, like, just, like, I mean, whole head in, and she just stays in the cake for, like, 30 seconds. I'm like, are you
We're
breathing?
Like, is she alive?
Is she alive? Girl, we know it tastes good, but no, it was cute. And so, and then, it was one of Macy's good friends. So all of Macy's friends and all of their kids were there. So,
and
like Dustin's family was all there. So it was fun. And then we got to come immediately. We went over, this was last weekend. It was my mom's 60th birthday. So we all got together for mom's birthday and that was sweet. Her sister, surprised her with one of her other sisters and brought my grandmother in town, which my grandmother's in the past 10 years come.
She
came to my wedding.
Okay. Because I was like, the last time she came was 2012, okay, which was when we graduated. It was 2012. Yeah. I forgot she came to your wedding. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I have just been trying, honestly. I've been going over there. My grandmother, they dropped my grandmother off, and my grandmother's here until Thanksgiving, so my mom's going to bring her back to Kentucky. And this is the grandmother that my grandfather had passed away
recently.
Yeah. So they've been married for a long, long time.
Married for 68 years. Yeah, so I mean, they were married for a long time.
So, you know, mom is just kind of navigating life by herself, but I've been trying to go over there a lot and just spend time with her. Because, you know, through the past years, we haven't seen them very much. So, anyways, yeah, it was a really fun time celebrating.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great. Actually, that leads into what happened during my week. Right before I went to my mom's birthday party, I had come from... So one of my clients referred me to her massage therapist who was asking her, they were like, hey, you look like in really great shape. Like, do you have, could you refer me to like a trainer or something? So, cause she wanted to do a barter situation where basically I write her a program, like every month, write her a new program. And then I get a massage for it. Right. Sounds like a win-win. Right. And it is a win-win in all fairness. Like it really is. But so I go down, this is before mom's birthday party. I go down to, it's in Udawal, so it's like 20-minute drive, and I meet her at her apartment complex because they have a gym there. And so, like, I needed an idea of, like, what all they had, so I took pictures of everything, and I, like, met her for the first time there. And also, my client, like, knows her well, okay, because I need to preface this before. So anyways, so I meet her at the gym, and so I take all the pictures, and I'm asking her, like, different, you know, what mobility things and, like, injury, stuff like that, and just talking through all of that. She's, like, 60. I think she said she's 65 because she can now get, like, Medicaid or one of those. And she was like, this woman has way more energy than I have. Like, she was one of those that's, like, just, like, high energy, right? And she's got this like bright red hair and like she's just like super spunky. And so just a big personality, which is fine, like, you know. And so anyways, went through that assessment with her. It didn't take very long. And I was taking pictures of everything to get, of course, because my work was going to be done after that. Like I'd have to go home and write the program and stuff. So anyways, we decided like we would do the massage for the barter situation right there. So she normally massages at two different places during the week. But she did the massage for me at her in her apartment. So we go up to our apartment, and first of all, we walk in, and I'm like, I've never met this woman, right? And like, that's not normally a situation you would. But like I said, I know somebody that knows her well. So anyway, so I walk in her apartment, and she mentions that her husband is like in there, but he's not like in the living room. And so walk in, and like it is like. It's like, I don't want to say hoardery, but it's like knick-knacky. You know, it's like all the knick-knacks everywhere. Like, it looks like a souvenir shop. You know what I'm saying? Like, old people can kind of collect things, or older people kind of collect stuff. So it was like all these, like I said, like, it looked like a souvenir shop in there. And I walk in, there's like, in the living room is where you walk in, and there's like a little kitchen, and then there's a living room, right? And in the living room... there's a couch, and then there's this ginormous cat climbing thing, like one of those huge trees thing. I mean, it was ginormous.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think they only have one cat, right? So there's that. And then in between there is the massage bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with like just regular old sheets, not like, you know what I'm saying? Just not like where if you're like in a salon, which is fine. I didn't expect the salon experience. Okay. So then her husband comes out of the room, and I'm about to be naked, like, right on that table, right? And so her husband comes out of the room and, like, introduces himself, but he starts using this, like, accent that was, like, hello, governor. You know what I mean? Like, a fake accent.
Okay.
Like, you could tell he wasn't, like, he didn't normally talk like that, you know?
Yeah.
And was, like, he was also very spunky. And he was just like, hello, nice to meet you. Like a weird accent. And so I was like, hey, nice to meet you. And she was like, yeah, I just want, like, she, like, I guess texted him and was like, just make sure you get all your food or whatever that you want, because I'm about to do a massage in here, because there was no, like, doors to, like, close this area.
Okay. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not getting naked in there.
So then he goes back in the room and, you know, closes the door, whatever. And then she's like, do you need to go to the bathroom? And I was like, you know, I probably should go to the bathroom before. So then she's like, okay, there's a bathroom in there, and, like, leads me, I guess, in the bedroom, their bedroom. And because I guess there wasn't like a, I don't know if there was like a.
You're about to get murdered is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't tell my husband. Don't. It's fine. Ooh. He doesn't. He's not going to. Anyway, so walk in and go into their bathroom. And there's like these like rug runners in the bathroom. And there's like two cat litter like places or whatever. And there's like all the cat litter in the rugs. So I'm just stepping on cat litter. And I like go to the bathroom and then like come out. But it was an amazing massage. Mm-mm. She freaking got in there. I'm telling you what. Like, I was thinking in that massage, I was like, I'm going to be sore tomorrow. Because, you know, no, most of them just kind of like, just like the little.
I mean, it depends on the ones you, if you do like a deep tissue, I mean, typically.
Yeah, but you know what? Oh my gosh. I went to the Massage Institute, like, whatever. They're like cheaper massages. And I like got a deep tissue. And this was like, this girl was freaking slipping, sliding on my back with how much oil she had. So I don't know, you know, I just like, I always think it's gonna be hit or miss. Like, it's either gonna be like I'm just getting petted the whole time, or like, dude, and this woman knew what she was doing, let me just tell you. Also, she used to work in California. She lived in New York and then California. She gave, you know, Theo from The Cosby Show, gave him a massage one time.
Nice.
It's pretty cool, right? So anyways, I could have gotten murdered, but I did not, and I actually got the best massage, one of the best massages I've ever gotten.
Yeah, I just am not a massage person, and I've told you why.
Why?
Because of our weird thing with our back.
Oh, yeah, but mine doesn't do that during the back.
That's the only time, like, that's...
Mine does it with a tattoo. I had an issue with a tattoo.
Oh, but, yeah, that's why I don't do massages, because...
Have you tried it in a while?
Yeah, Dustin got me a massage recently, and I almost feel like I can't enjoy the massage, because I'm so, like, hyper-fixated on it.
Yeah.
It's like this weird, I get like, I guess Megan gets it too, like a weird sensation in your back where...
It's like if somebody gets close to your back without you having a visual on them, say they're behind you and they get close to touching your back, it makes you like jump. It's like a weird, it's like you can feel somebody behind you.
And I can't help, I like cannot help the jerk. So...
Oh, imagine getting your epidural.
Megan, can we not even talk about that? Because that freaks me out. Yeah.
But you know what? You're going to be so focused on the fact that you're having contractions, you're not even going to worry about
that. Anyways, we're not even going to think about that, because I don't want to freaking think about it. Anyways. But yeah, I just don't enjoy massages because of that, because it freaks me out.
Well, I feel good. Also, if you're watching the screen, I have these like circles on me. I just need to address it. It is a lymphatic, like, I got cupped. So everything is fine. I just had all the recovery stuff this week.
Yeah. I'm super convinced that it does nothing.
I don't know. I mean...
Mia doesn't bought a cupping kit, and we, like, did it pretty actively, and I just don't think it does anything. I don't know. I think it's just, like, okay.
I mean, and you know what?
Maybe it gets new blood, but it's, like...
Even if it's a placebo, like, whatever.
Yeah, I definitely think it is placebo, but...
I mean, whatever. But, I mean, it makes kind of sense. Like, you're drawing new blood to that area, you know, and blood is healing, so I don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is my back feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Feels pretty good. Okay, anything else from your week? You got
no.
A new tattoo. I see that. I've not seen that tattoo.
Oh, it's because me and Macy. The one's me and Macy. Yeah, well, this was weeks ago.
I know, but I thought, where's the other one?
Oh, here. Yeah, me and, yeah, that was fun. I mean, but this was weeks ago, so, like, I guess I didn't think about bringing it up, but me and my sister-in-law, we planned, like, a fun fall sleepover, which was fun, because I'm like, dude, bring back sleepovers. When you're an adult...
You know what? Kids aren't really... Parents are not wanting kids to do sleepovers anymore.
Dude, that's devastating.
Which is devastating, but also kind of makes sense, just because of, like, you know, you don't know what they're going to be exposed to in someone else's home. Like, that's the reason people aren't letting them do sleepovers.
Okay, well, then, like, I'm like, okay, let's meet the parents. Or, like, let's, like, have a relationship with the parents. Because that is, like, that was my favorite pastime. It's just, like, all of us having sleepovers together.
We just slept over every single night of every weekend.
It was so much fun.
Friday, Saturday night, sometimes during the week.
Yeah, so much fun. So, like, and my sister-in-law, she's not married, so she lives by herself, so it wasn't like we were kicking out a husband or anything, but, yeah, so we planned, like, a fun fall day. We went to, like, a Georgia winery, and then we went and got matching tattoos. We've been talking about getting, like, sister tattoos for a while, which I told her that I think, which she obviously was like, of course, I would like to, I think, get two more stems for, like, you and Aaron. Because we got sis, and then it has both of our birth flowers on it. And it says sis. But then she has always kind of wanted this one. And I was like, oh, well, I'll get it too, you know. So we got tattoos. And then we went and got, like, takeout. We brought it back and watched, like, a scary movie at her house. And then we went to bed. And we went to church in the morning. So it was really fun. Yeah, it was super fun. She's so, like, similar to us in that she just has, like, the best personality. She's so easy to, like,
get along with.
She's one, like, I feel like, you know, obviously we talk about friends all the time, but, like, I feel like she's one friend that I've, like, met, or not just one, I mean, there's been a few, but just, like, where it's just really easy to, like, spend time with her. And anyway, so it was super fun. But yeah, I got, yeah, two new tattoos, but they just, like, once they're on your body, you don't forget they exist.
I know. Somebody was asking me the other day, she was like, yeah, I haven't got a tattoo, and she just recently got divorced, and so she wants this, like, tattoo or whatever. And she was asking about placement, and I was like, she was like, I'm thinking about behind my neck. And I was like, listen, that would look beautiful. Like, when you wear, like, you know, certain tops, whatever, like, that'll look cool. But my tattoo, I only have one on my back, and there's two behind my arms, but I want to see my tattoos, you know, like, so that's why I was like,
do you actually see your tattoos now? Like, I don't feel like I ever notice them on my body.
Yeah, well, it's like, sometimes I'll, like, look at them, like, if I'm wearing an outfit, I'm like, oh, I just, like, love my tattoos. And so if they were on behind me, then I don't even get to enjoy them, you know? So yeah. I do feel like I enjoy my tattoos.
I just feel like I never even notice them, that they exist.
I mean, I don't notice them all the time, but I do. Yeah. And so that's why all my tattoos are on the front of my body, because I, like to see them, you know? But those are cute. That sis tattoo is cute.
No. Yeah. So it was fun. We had a good little day. Yeah. I mean, that was a few weeks ago, so that's what I didn't really think about.
Well, I just am seeing it right now. That.
Well, I guess because I had my jacket on when you had seen me last, but yeah. Yeah. It's cute. It was fun. We had a good time.
Okay. Well, we can head into our topic for this week. And the topic is 5 questions to ask yourself if you're unsure about your relationship. Okay. These are some questions I wish that I would have had when I was in my, like, really bad relationship. Granted, would I have done anything? I don't know.
I don't know. Cause it's just, I think, like,
sometimes when you're, like, in the thick of it, it's hard to, like...
It's hard, but at the same time, I'm like, I feel like everybody deep down knows that their relationship is not good. It's like, my relationship is like, yeah, if I can think back on it now, I'm like, well, duh, it wasn't good.
Yeah, but when you're in it, it just feels different. Like...
I think it's just, you know, I think you're just used to it.
I think, really what I think happens with some relationships, some are terrible from day one. You know, my bad relationship, really toxic relationship, it was more of like, you know, when a frog, they use that analogy of, like, if you put a frog in water and then, like, slowly turn the heat up, he won't know it's boiling to death, right? But if you were just have it on boiling, put the frog in there, he would immediately jump out, right? But the reason that the frog doesn't jump out is because as you slowly turn up the heat, it just doesn't realize, you know what I'm saying, until it boils to death, right? And so that was my situation. And I know that's some other people's situation, where it's really easy to look back on and be like, oh my gosh, that was so awful. But, like, when you're in it, it just felt like it was just a creeping thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, you're just like, oh my gosh, how did we even get here from where we started, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, I actually, this is a thread on Reddit that these questions were on. So I thought that they were really, like, practical, and so we kind of were just gonna kind of go through them a little bit. Okay, so the first question to ask yourself if you're unsure about your relationship is, if somebody told you you're a lot like your partner, would that be a compliment to you? Can you think of some relationships where, like, for example, I'm so proud that Josh is my husband. I'm sure you're really proud that Justin is your husband, you know, but, like, well, I think, and there have been other relationships I was, like, proud of.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem, too, at least with, like, some of the relationships, because I was in, I think, a couple that were not good, but it's, like, everybody else would think, oh, if she's like him, like, that's a good thing, because what everybody else saw was different than what, like, I saw.
So sometimes, sometimes they're good at hiding
when
they're in front of other people. So that's fair. That's fair. But the other questions, I think it's kind of hard to hide from. So the next one is, are you truly fulfilled or just less lonely?
Yeah.
I think that is a good question to ask yourself, because I remember at the end of my, like, really bad relationship I was in, I remember having the conscious thought, like, I thought this to myself, I am very unhappy, but, like, I'm more afraid of not being with them, you know? So And maybe a lonely thing. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, I know I'm miserable, but I'm more scared of not being here. You know? So that's kind of like a crazy, like, what? I was more afraid of being alone and happy or being by myself and happy.
Well, I think for me, and there's one specific one that I'm thinking of, even though I do feel like I had a couple that weren't great. Me and him were very good friends. So I think it was like, I felt like we had such a good friendship. I feel like we didn't work well in a relationship by any means. But so for me, I was like, yeah, we were friends. So then, you know, I don't know. So lonely, I'm like,
yeah, but this is my best friend.
Yeah, this is my friend.
Yeah. So then you don't want to, like, lose the friendship.
You don't want to lose the boyfriend or the friendship, but...
Yeah.
You know, and eventually you have to come to terms with the fact that, yeah, like... And actually, me and him did end up kind of being friends after, but, like, you might lose the friendship, too. But, yeah, but I think even... we've got a friend who's going through a breakup, but... and she even said that, like, she's felt lonely in her relationship, so I think that... Even if you're in a relationship, you can still feel very lonely,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. So, yeah, are you feeling lonely in your relationship? That's probably also a sign.
Yeah. Is that your motivation to be with somebody just because you don't want to be alone? Or, like, are you afraid? Like, what? Why don't you want to be alone? You know?
Why are you not wanting to be by yourself? Right.
You know? Which, I mean, I get it because I don't know. I also kind of enjoy being by myself. Not like, you know, I love being married, but I'm saying, like, I enjoy time alone. But I think if I had so much time alone, of course I would be lonely.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I do think there are some people that, like, if you're more extroverted, then I think the lonely could hit you really harder, faster.
Yeah, where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also the first part of this question is, you know, are you truly fulfilled? You know, and not that I think we need to find our fulfillment in a man or a relationship. But it's also like, does that person...
Are they adding to your life?
Yeah, are they their value?
Yeah.
Are you your best self when you're with them? Are you not your best self? Do they bring out things in you that you don't even recognize? You're like, I don't even know who I am, but like they're bringing this characteristic out of me that's so foreign to me, but why am I acting like this? Well, that's probably a sign that... they're not bringing the best out of you, you know, and vice versa. Or if you feel like you're bringing out the worst in them, you know. So I think there's that question is you could ask it in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
Okay. So another one, are you able to be unapologetically yourself, or do you feel the need to show up differently to please your partner? Yeah, I for sure fell into that for sure. I think there was so much insecurity in my relationship that I'm referring to that insecurity on both of our fronts, but he really was the driver of that. And, I felt like I couldn't be myself because it made him more insecure. You know, I felt like I was a shell of who I was because I was just catering to his insecurities. You know, I couldn't wear makeup. I couldn't, you know, look pretty and stuff like that. I couldn't be myself because he would not want me to, but also because it was like, because of those insecurities, you know?
Yeah.
Did you ever feel that way in a relationship?
I felt, and again, I'm thinking about the one, I dated a guy, he's definitely not going to listen to our podcast, but, he was like a lot older than I was. And so I felt... not that I couldn't really be myself, but I felt like because he was a lot older than me that like, he's so much more mature. And like, you know, I almost felt like I couldn't bring things up because he was supposed to be the older, wiser, like, you know, more in tune.
I remember asking you things. I was like, Sarah, why aren't you asking these things to him? And Sarah,
like,
would
he's
just
supposed
like...
to be the one who has his crap together. Like he was significantly older than me. I'm not, it's like, so then I felt like, oh, this, like, little girl, like, I don't know. It was weird. So I didn't feel, like, insecure necessarily, but I did feel maybe insecure in my age.
Yeah.
And I felt like I didn't want to be, like, the, like, little young, like, girl who's, like, I don't know.
Who doesn't understand relationships and whatever. That's, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I always thought that was odd in your relationship. I was just like, why aren't you, like, sharing that? And, yeah.
There was that dynamic where I just felt... yeah, like, I'm the young one. You know better than me. Like, I'm younger than you, you know?
Yeah.
And not just, like, 2 years younger. I mean, he was, I think, 11 years older than me. So it was like, oh, yeah, you've been through that. Like, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
But I always felt like that. And I feel like I really felt like that at the beginning. And then even when I got to the place where I felt like I could speak out more, it was almost like I'd let too much go on. When that insecurity wasn't as much of an insecurity, like, all of it was,
I can't bring it up now. Yeah, the damage had been done. Yeah, it's like, right. It's like, what, this has been happening for so long now. We've been doing it
for the past 2 years.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah, it was, yeah, that's where my insecurity probably was.
Yeah, I think this is just a good question. Like, do you find yourself trying to change things about yourself to either get them in the first place or to keep them, you know? And I think there needs to be a little balance here in that, like, you know, if there's some things about yourself that could use some work,
yeah,
you know, I think that's a different thing. But it's like, you know, are they encouraging you to be better versus are they wanting you to be different than who you are, you know? And that's something you really need to look in the mirror about.
Yeah,
for sure. Okay, so next one. Are you in love with your partner right now as a whole, or are you only in love with their good side, their potential, or the idea of them?
Oh, yeah. This one is a hard hitter. Yeah, that one's a hard hitter. Honestly, I didn't see a whole lot of potential in the first guy, the older guy, to be honest. I mean, he's a nice guy, whatever.
But you know what's funny is, like, I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. Like, everyone loved him.
Because you didn't see the side that I saw.
Yeah, I didn't see that all the time. I did at one point see it. And
yeah.
And I got it. But I think we all was like, oh my gosh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I think we saw the potential or we saw what we thought we,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's more present in, like, the relationship I had after him, like, where, and I still feel that this is true. I do feel like there's so much potential there. And I think that he's done way better. I mean, we've been broken up for a long time. So I do feel like he's, in my eyes, like, you know, is doing better in that area. But, like, I was like, man, he has so much potential. He has so much potential. He is a good person, and he's got an amazing family, and he's, like, a great job that's very honorable, you know. But he was struggling, and that he was just struggling with his own things, you know. But I think I was like, okay, it's not great right now, mm-hmm. but it's going to get better. Like, it's in there. It's, you know, and I felt like I was trying to pull it out of him. And really, truly, it was kind of the Lord that needed to just, like, grab a hold of him, not me. Like, he needed to make some changes in his life. And I wasn't perfect by any means. I mean, I didn't bring out the best in him either, to be honest. But he didn't need me. He needed the Lord, really, right. You know? And so I think that's the problem, too, is, like, we're all, like, girls have that, like, oh, I can fix them mentality. When it's like, no, maybe they just need the Lord. Like, maybe, you know.
That's not your job,
Missy. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is your job to, like, iron sharpens iron, but, like, you can't save nobody.
No, exactly. And I think that was what I was trying to do. I'm like, I can, if I'm with him long enough, like, he'll dive into. And he didn't.
Yeah.
Not at least when we were together. Hopefully he's done more of that now. But so, yeah, that's, yeah, very present.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely can relate to that, and that the relationship I'm referring to and thinking of, like, we had been in each other's lives for so long that we had kind of, from when we were in sixth grade, like, oh my gosh, we're going to be married one day. And so it was like, I almost latched on to this story that, like, oh, we met when we were so young at church camp, and, you know, and then we were friends for so long, and then we actually ended up dating and fell in love and blah, blah, blah. It was like I fell in love with our story, but in reality, that story wasn't real. Like, that story wasn't true. You know, the reality was, like, the things I would have to tell my future kids about what actually happened in our relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes we, like, make these stories about our relationship. And I had to realize, like, Megan, that wasn't even real. You know, you were holding on to something that wasn't real, you know, or, like, the potential that he had, like, that wasn't real. That's not actually happening. Somebody's potential isn't actually happening, you know?
Yeah.
So that can definitely be a hard thing to, like, loop to fall into, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, last one on the list. Would you want your future child to date somebody like your partner?
That one, honestly, that's the only question you need to ask.
Honestly, like, that's, like, the top. Yeah.
Literally, that's it.
Yeah.
And remember that movie that we watched that, with Blake Lively?
Oh,
remember
that?
And that's what she, that's like, at the very end of it, she says it to him, where she's like, would you want
what the movie is.
For their daughter, would you want your daughter to end up with a guy like you?
And he said no.
And then he walked away for good because it was like...
Yeah, because he was abusing her. Yeah. Yeah. I think... I mean, talk about... Yeah. Yeah.
But then we can also turn that on ourselves too, where it's like, okay, would I want, you know, would I want my son to marry a woman like me? And if you can't answer that very confidently, then all right, it's time to do some self-reflecting. It's time to do some, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, like I mentioned before, I think it's hard to look at these questions while you're in that kind of relationship. I don't know how I would have responded had I seen, because I remember after me and this guy,
I don't know. Mine.
I think I was, like I said, I think I was
rose-colored glasses on.
I do too. Yeah. I think I was so attached to like, no, this is my future that I've like committed to that. But you know, I looked at a list after we broke up. I saw this list that was like 10 ways to know that you're in an emotional abusive relationship. And it was like every single one of them, except for one. And the one was, has he ever hurt you physically? So, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I don't know if I would have been able to see while I was in the relationship, because there were signs. There were plenty of signs in the relationship, and I still chose to ignore them. So I don't know. I mean, now looking back and experiencing what I have, if I were ever in a relationship like that again, I wouldn't stand for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was a learning experience. But I don't know if in my first relationship I would have felt like that. But
yeah.
I think these are just good questions. But I was also young. So like maybe as adults, if you're dating somebody and you're like, you know, looking towards actually marrying somebody, these are definitely questions worth asking.
Yeah.
I could confidently say in all of these, like I answer in a positive way about Josh.
Yeah.
You know, and same with you. So yeah.
You won't have any question. That's really it. Like I think people, it really is like when you know, and I like, you don't know until you've met like the one. You're like, it is, because I remember Dad saying that to me. He's like, Saren, when you know, you'll like, it really is, you'll know. And I was like, no, I don't really think that's true. No, I might know in a few months, or like, yeah, I might know in a year. No, you'll know. You'll it know. Really is that simple. If you have any doubt in your head, it's probably not right. Yeah.
But this list, like you, Saren mentioned, like, you know, if you're looking through this list and like thinking about it in your partner's point of view, in asking himself those questions or whatever, whoever the partner is, you know, am I somebody that he would be really proud of presenting? Am I somebody that he would want his son to date? Like, that's a good question. These are also good questions to self-reflect also.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like you're being a part of the toxicity or whatever, like ask yourself these questions. How are you contributing and what can you do differently? Maybe that means in your current relationship that you're in, or maybe that means in your future one and you need to get out of this one.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of a short, you know, topic and advice, but I feel like, I mean, we've both been there. Like we mentioned,
if you've not been there, you were freaking so lucky, but chances are you've had a bad
relationship.
Chances
are you are. Yeah, you have. And so,
yeah.
You know, and if you're somebody that's in the middle right now, and you know, I really want to encourage you to really, really try to answer these questions truthfully to yourself, especially if there's some pause in the back of your head, you know.
And that is not to say that our relationships are going to be perfect, and that, no, it's literally not that at all. And like, marriage is work, and relationships are work, and love is a choice. It's not just a feeling all the time. So if that's not to say, you know, just because you're going through difficult things with your partner, that's just not to say that they're not the right person, but maybe y'all are just going through a hard time, you know. So, but I think if you ask these questions, these like hard hitters, these aren't like, yeah, we're just going through a lot right now as a couple. It's like, no, this person sucks.
No, we need to break up.
They're terrible. Yeah.
There's another fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I hope this wasn't too much of a downer. And I hopefully they're like, we're breaking up now.
Yeah. Listen to
this episode broke people up.
We need to break up.
Yeah, blame it on us. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
If we can get you guys out of a bad situation, we are more than happy.
Oh, and I'll DM them. Just tell me their name.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I will roast them so hard.
Listen, it's over.
It's done. Your relationship is over.
Would that be a service you'd be interested in?
Like, I would dump people. I think that'd be fun, almost.
Fun?
Yeah, I would enjoy it. If they sucked, I would definitely enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, if they sucked.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, you're a terrible human being, and she's dumping you immediately.
This is so easy. How have you not seen this guy?
Yeah, this was definitely
coming. Honestly, this kind of feels like your fault for not seeing
it. No, this is definitely your fault, because you suck.
Okay, Okay, so yeah, if you also need our services in breaking up with your current
boyfriend, I'll happily do it.
We got you. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Double the Tea, where we spilled
all the tea.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.